With the increase in COVID-19 cases in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves says the government needs to find a fresh approach to deal with the pandemic.
We see the situation getting worse with the uptick. And remember, this uptick which we are having is now over 600 active cases because of the spread of the Delta and the Gamma variant, which are more easily transmissible, which are more dangerous to your health. The vaccine is not 100% foolproof. No drug is. But the real life experiences tell you that the best tool in the toolbox, apart from what they tell you, studies from the lab, the real world, all around us, all over the world, that the persons who don't take the vaccine, they are many, many times more likely that they are going to get the virus. They're going to get very sick. And they're many more times likely to die than if you take the vaccine. And in our situation in St. Vincent Grenadines, in addition to the pre-existing challenges which we have had, including the legacies of underdevelopment, matters extant such as those touching and concerning small island developing states and climate change and all the rest, COVID has come along. And you have to hold things together, yet carry it forward. Because while you're involving your large strategic issues and your fresh initiatives to make sure that you're on a sustainable developmental path, you have to take care of people here and now. And you have a narrow resource base. You have to take the new paradigm, the fresh paradigm.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, a non-national who recently traveled to Trinidad and Tobago from Mexico via Panama has tested positive for the COVID-19 Delta variant of concern. And this brings the number of known Delta cases in the country to 11. The Trinidad Ministry of Health confirmed that the presence of the Delta variant was identified last night via gene sequencing at the lab of the Faculty of Medical Sciences, University of the West Indies. The ministry says the individual was placed in isolation as soon as it was determined that the person tested positive for COVID-19. Internationally, Professor of Medicine at Oxford University, Sir John Bell, says the COVID-19 virus could resemble the common cold by spring next year as people's immunity to the virus is boosted by vaccines and exposure. He says the United Kingdom is over the worst and things should be fine once winter has passed, adding that there is continued exposure to the virus, even in people who are vaccinated. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.